Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos year, and we continue in the halachas of reheating cooked food on Shabbos. Like we spoke out, you cannot put even fully cooked food on a flame to rewarm it on Shabbos. And you can't even put it on top of the blech, on the makom of the flame, but a place where the flame is, because that is mechzikim avashol, since it's normal to cook that way, and it's also a shiloh of shem yechata, you might raise the flame, therefore you're not allowed to put something on lechatchila on Shabbos. Lechatchila here means you're not allowed to put it on for the first time on Shabbos. La'adu chazara, that means if it was on the flame from before and still in your hand and you had daito to put it back, then you could put it back. But in the case where you're putting something from the refrigerator for the first time onto the flame, it's also on Shabbos, even if you have a blech. And the only heta was to put it on top of a pot that's on top of the blech, even if that pan is empty, or on top of a pot of food that even doesn't have a blech, if the pot of food, let's say a crock pot that we had a blech, I could put this food to rewarm on top of the crock pot that's full of food. Now the shaila is, are you allowed to put your cooked food to rewarm on a hot plate, or in a warmer, or in a warming jewel? That's the shaila we'll talk about today. So most poskim hold that as long as it's on the flame and it's not on top of a pot, as long as it's on the source of heat, it is usur. That means even if the hot plate, we'll start with a hot plate, even though the hot plate has no dials and it doesn't have any temperature dials, just one hot plate, that's it. You're not allowed to put something, the chetzila on Shabbos on that, because that is the source of heat, and therefore it's asr. They say over for Moshe that it was mutter to put it onto a hot plate in a case where the hot plate has no dial, has no different temperature settings. Then you can put something lechatchila from your refrigerator onto the hot plate if it has no settings. But if it has settings, then it'll be a problem for Moshe. There are some who even makel, even if it has a setting. If this hot plate has a setting, since it's not normal to cook on a hot plate, therefore is mutter. They say over certain paiskim, like Svarish paiskim like that, Yabi Omer, there's a Ravadi Yosef, they say it's mutter. Lemaisa, the minig is to be machmer. The minig is that we don't put something to rewarm on the source of heat, not on a hot plate, and not on a warming jewel or a warmer. For example, a warmer, a lot of the shuls have it where they warm up the kugel on that, they put the kugel on before Shabbos, this isn't that warmer the whole Shabbos. You cannot put something in the lechatchila on Shabbos. And if you remove it, you can't put it back because it's not gara for katum. It's not covered. And therefore, you can take something out and put it back into the warming drawer or the warming machine. Now, a warming drawer, a lot of ovens have a warming drawer. And so those things have a lot of times temperature setting. If it has no temperature setting, so maybe according to Rav Moshe, it would be mutter. If it has no temperature setting and just a warming drawer that's not made to cook in, so according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, it would be mutter according to the way it's brought down in the Sfarim, like Rav Simcha Mulon Kohn, it would be mutter. But if it has a temperature setting, then even if Rav Moshe will be aser, and the only one who will be mater would be the Sfarish of Paiskim, like Rav Avadia said. The other Paiskim will say that's not mechzi kemavashal. I actually heard from someone that there are recipes that are made to cook in these warming drawers. That means that these warming drawers could cook, so that might be a problem with mechzi kemavashal. So the bottom line is, the three items, the hot plate, the warmers where they keep cooking by the Simcha, and the warming drawer under your oven, you should not put something from your refrigerator into there to rewarm. According to most Paiskim, there are some Paiskim Omekel, but the minig is to be Machmer. And also, if you take something out of it, you shouldn't put it back in. And even more, if you want to take a pan and turn it over a hot plate, so then also, Lefiza, you shouldn't be Makel, because that's the Makum where the Esh comes from. If it has no temperature setting, then there'll definitely be Makum to be Makel, to put it on top of a pan that's on top of the hot plate. But if it has a temperature setting, so you should not put it there, you should have a blech over the hot plate, for example, two pieces of silver foil over the hot plate, and then put a turned over pan on that, and that would be fine.